Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memor Ram Golder, and today we're Zechus Baba Basra Daf Tezayin, the first parak Hashutafim. This parak has been generously sponsored by Zechu Nishmas Avram Ben Yitzchak. May his neshama have an aliyah and his aschus for Refuah Shlema for Alter Ben Sion Wolf Ben Tzipora. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, continuing the discussion of the Satan's actions in the story of Iyov, Reish Lakish says, "Hu Satan, hu Yetzer Hara, hu Malcha Mavis." He's the prosecutor, he's the evil condition, and he is the angel of death, which he derives from Sukkim in Iyov. Rabbi Levi said, "Satan and Penina l'shem Shemaim niskavnu." The intentions of Satan and Penina were for the sake of heaven. When the Satan saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu favored Iyov, the Satan said, "Chas v'shalom min she'ego rachamunu seydo Avram." God forbid that he'll forget the love of Avram. So he asked to test Iyov's loyalty. Regarding Penina's taunting of her co-wife Chana, the pasuk says, "V'kiya sata sarasa gam kas ba'vu harima," and her co-wife angered her repeatedly to upset her about her childness, to encourage her to daven for a child. Rav Acha bar Yaakov taught this in Papunya, and the Satan came and kissed his foot. Point number two, the pasuk describes the birth of daughters with la'rov, to propagate. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Rivia ba'la olam," propagation came to the world with the birth of daughters. Reish Lakish says, "Mariva ba'la olam," conflict came to the world. A daughter was born to Rebbe Shim bar Rebbe, and he was disheartened. His father told them, "Rivia ba'la olam," but Bar Kapara told them, "Your father has given you worthless comfort, because a brisa says that although the world cannot exist without males and females, ela asher l'misha banav zacharim, but fortunate is he whose children are males, Oilo Lamisha Banav Nekevos, and woe to him whose children are females." This is the subject of Machlokas Anayim. A brisa discusses the pasuk, "Hashem Beirach Avram Bakol," and Hashem bless Avram with everything. Rabbi Meir explains, "Shalahaisu Labas," that he did not have a daughter. Rabbi Yudah says, "Shalahaisu Labas," that he did have a daughter. Others say, "Bas Haisu Avram, Ubachol Shama." Avram had a daughter, and her name was Bakol. Rabbi Elazar HaModa'i says that Avram was an expert in astrology, Shekol, that all the kings of the east and west would come early to his door for guidance. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says a precious stone hung from Avram's neck, and any ill person who looked at it was immediately cured. And point number three, another interpretation is given of Avram's being blessed with everything. Shulmarad Esav b'yamav, that Esav did not rebel in his lifetime. The pasuk hinting to Esav's rebellion is written in the incident of Yaakov preparing a stew of lentils, which was to comfort his father Yitzhak, whose father Avram had passed away that day. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Chamesh averes avra oso rasha ba'oso yom," that rasha Esav committed five sins on that day of Avram's passing. He had relations with an amarasa, he murdered someone, he was kofar be'ikr, he denied tchias amesim, and he demeaned the bechora. These are all darshan from the pasuk, "V'yavo Esav min asad v'hu ayev," and Esav came in from the field and he was weary. Another interpretation, "Sha'asi Yishmael tshuva b'yamav," that Yishmael repented in Avram's lifetime. This is based on the principle that the words "gvia" and "asifa," gathering, refer to the death of a tzaddik, and these terms are written regarding Yishmael. Miochan added that the pasuk implies that Yishmael, the older brother, allowed Yitzhak to go first when bearing Avram. So once again, the three points are, number one, continuing the discussion of the Satan's actions in the story of Iyov, Reish Lakish says, "Hu Satan, hu Yetzer Hara, hu Malcha Mavis." He is the prosecutor, he is the evil incarnation, and he is the angel of death, which he derives from Sukkim in Iyov. Rabbi Levi said, "Satan and Penina l'shem Shemaim niskavnu." The intentions of Satan and Penina were for the sake of heaven. When the Satan saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu favored Iyov, the Satan said, "Chas v'shalom min she'ego rachamunu seydo Avram." God forbid that he'll forget the love of Avram. So he asked to test Iyov's loyalty. Regarding Penina's taunting of her co-wife Chana, the pasuk says, "V'kiya sata sarasa gam kas ba'vu harima," and her co-wife angered her repeatedly to upset her about her childness, to encourage her to daven for a child. Rav Acha bar Yaakov taught this in Papunya, and the Satan came and kissed his foot. Point number two, the pasuk describes the birth of daughters with la'rov, to propagate. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Rivia ba'la olam," propagation came to the world with the birth of daughters. Reish Lakish says, "Mariva ba'la olam," conflict came to the world. A daughter was born to Rebbe Shim bar Rebbe, and he was disheartened. His father told them, "Rivia ba'la olam," but Bar Kapara told them, "Your father has given you worthless comfort, because a brisa says that although the world cannot exist without males and females, ela asher l'misha banav zacharim, but fortunate is he whose children are males, Oilo Lamisha Banav Nekevos, and woe to him whose children are females." This is the subject of Machlokas Anayim. A brisa discusses the pasuk, "Hashem Beirach Avram Bakol," and Hashem bless Avram with everything. Rabbi Meir explains, "Shalahaisu Labas," that he did not have a daughter. Rabbi Yudah says, "Shalahaisu Labas," that he did have a daughter. Others say, "Bas Haisu Avram, Ubachol Shama." Avram had a daughter, and her name was Bakol. Rabbi Elazar HaModa'i says that Avram was an expert in astrology, Shekol, that all the kings of the east and west would come early to his door for guidance. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says a precious stone hung from Avram's neck, and any ill person who looked at it was immediately cured. And point number three, another interpretation is given of Avraham as being blessed with everything. Shul Marad Esav B'yamav, that Esav did not rebel in his lifetime. The pasuk hinting to Esav's rebellion is written in the incident of Yaakov preparing a stew of lentils, which was to comfort his father Yitzhak, whose father Avraham had passed away that day. Riochanan said, Chamesh Averes Avra Oso Rasha Oso Yom, that Rasha Esav committed five sins on that day of Avram's passing. He had relations with an Amarasa, he murdered someone, he was kofar be'ikr, he denied Chiyas HaMesim, and he demeaned the Bechora. These are all darshan from the Pasuk, V'yavo Esav min ha'sadeh hu ayev. And Esav came in from the field, and he was weary. Another interpretation, Sha'asi Yishmo Tshuva B'yamav, that Yishmo repented in Avram's lifetime. This is based on the principle that the words Gvia and Asifa, gathering, refer to the death of a tzaddik, and these terms are written regarding Yishmo. Riochanan added that the pasuk implies that Yishmo, the older brother, allowed Yitzhak to go first when bearing Avram. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Tes Zayin, and a standard siman relates to toes, and we use an acrobat with large toes. So here goes. The acrobat with large toes at the L'Shem Shemaim circus, dressed as the Satan, entertained the Bacol family of girls sitting in the stands, who didn't realize that right behind them one Russia was doing one of the five arrows, while another Russia was doing Teshuvah. Once again, slow motion. The acrobat with large toes, acrobat with large toes? That must mean we're on Daf Tes Zayin. The acrobat with large toes at the L'Shem Shemaim circus, dressed as the Satan, which reminds us, continuing the discussion of the Satan's actions in the story of Iov, Rish Lakish says, "Who's Satan? Who Yetzirah? Who Malka Mavis? He is a prosecutor. He's the evil incarnation. He's the angel of death," which he derives from Sukkim in Iov. Rabbi Levi said, "Satan Penina L'Shem Shemaim Niskavnu. The intentions of Satan and Penina were for the sake of heaven. When the Satan saw that Kosh Baruch Hu favored Iov, the Satan said, 'God forbid that he'll forget the love of Avram.' And so he asked to test Iov's loyalty." So the acrobat with large toes at the L'Shem Shemaim circus, dressed as the Satan, entertained the Bacol family of girls sitting in the stands, which reminds us the pasuk describes the birth of daughters with larov to propagate. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Rivia Ba'olam, propagation came to the world with the birth of daughters." Rish Lakish says, "Mariva Ba'olam, conflict came to the world." Abraisa discusses the pasuk, "Vashem Beirach is Avram Bacol, and Hashem bless Avram with everything." Rabbi Meir explains, "Shalhaisa Lobas, that he did not have a daughter." Rabbi Yehuda says, "Shalhaisa Lobas, that he did have a daughter." Others say, "Bas Haisul Avram uBakol Shema." Avram had a daughter, her name was Bakol. Other pshatim are brought. So the acrobat with large toes at the L'Shem Shemaim circus, dressed as the Satan, entertained the Bakol family of girls sitting in the stands, who didn't realize that right behind them one Russia was doing one of the five averos, while another Russia was doing teshuvah. Which reminds us, another pshat is given of Avram's being blessed with Bakol everything. Shalom Marad Esav B'yamav, that Esav did not rebel in his lifetime. The pasuk hinting to Esav's rebellion is written in the incident of Yaakov preparing a stew of lentils, which was to comfort Yitzhak, whose father Avram had passed away that day. Riochanan said, "Chamesh Averes Avra Oso Rasha Ba'Oso Yom." That Rasha Esav committed five sins on that day of Avram's passing. Another pshat, Sha'asi Yishmael Tshuva B'yamav, that Yishmael repented in Avram's lifetime. So once again, the acrobat with large toes at the L'Shem Shemaim circus, dressed as the Satan, entertained the Bakol family of girls sitting in the stands, who didn't realize that right behind them one Russia was doing one of the five averos, while another Russia was doing Teshuvah. All right, so now it's time to go to our four Blah Bach Chazara. Daf Yud Beis. So the symbol Daf Yud Beis is 12 brothers. So here goes. The 12 brothers, 12 brothers, that must be more on Daf Yud Beis. The 12 brothers were all chachamim with prophetic powers, enabling them to be mechaven to halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, which reminds us, Rav Avdimi from Haifa said, "Miyom shachar beis hamikdash, from the day the first base of Mikdash was destroyed, nitl nevu min hanavim, v'nitno chachamim. Prophecy was taken from the prophets and given to the sages. Although sages were also nevim, he means that nevu was not taken away from sages. Ravashi says a great sage will say something which is found to have been taught halacha Moshe Mitzrayim." So the 12 brothers were all chachamim with prophetic powers, enabling them to be mechaven to halacha Moshe Mitzrayim. Heard a shota announce in the marketplace who the next Rosh Hashiva will be, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said that after the first base of Mikdash was destroyed, nitl nevu min hanavim, but nitl hashotim latinokos, prophecy was taken from the prophets and given to deranged people and children. Marbar Ravashi once heard a shota say in the marketplace of Mechuzah, the Rosh Hashiva being appointed Mechasi assigns his name as Tavyumi. Marbar Ravashi, who signed this way, realized it was an opportune time to obtain the position, and the Gemara relates what then happened. So the 12 brothers, who also come in with prophetic powers, enabling them to be mechaven to Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, heard Ashota announce in the marketplace who the next Rosh Yeshiva will be, and went to ask him to settle the argument over the inheritance of a coveted field right next to one brother's land. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings a machlokas of brothers can object to one brother asking for land from their father's estate, which borders his land. Daf Yud Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Yud Gimel is a bar mitzvah boy. So here goes. The bar mitzvah boy, that must be on Daf Yud Gimel. The bar mitzvah boy who told his twin brother regarding a small piece of land given to them, either you set a price for my share and buy it, or I'll set a price for yours, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Yidov Amidov had taught the minimum size of various property types for one partner to demand a division. The Gemara discusses the options of a partner in a smaller property. Rav Yehuda says, East Dinah the good, O Agud, there is a law that one partner can say, either you set a price for my share and buy it, or I'll set a price for your share and buy it, and thereby force an end to the partnership. Rav Nachman says, Leis dinah the good or agud. So the bar mitzvah boy who told his twin brother regarding a small piece of land given to them, either you set a price for my share and buy it, or I'll set a price for yours, as his brother was doing the same regarding two maidservants with different skill sets they inherited, which reminds us, we learned that the case of two brothers splitting two maidservants with different skill sets is not a case of good or agud, since each brother needs both of the maidservants. So the bar mitzvah boy who told his twin brother regarding a small piece of land given to them, either you set a price for my share and buy it, or I'll set a price for yours, as his brother was doing the same regarding two maidservants with different skill sets they inherited, was sure to get into another conflict when they were given one single scroll that contained all of Tanakh as a bar mitzvah gift, which reminds us, in a brace where Merit says, Madbig adn Torah and Nevim ksubim ke'echod, a person may attach scrolls of Torah, Nevim, and ksubim together into a single scroll. Yehuda says he can combine different volumes, but the Torah, Nevim, and Ksuvim must each be an independent scroll. The Chachamim say, Go ech ve'echo b'fnei asmo, each and every volume of Nevim and Ksuvim must be its own scroll. Daf Yadalad. So the Simmon Daf Yadalad is a yad, a hand, and we use a juggler for the Simmon. So here goes. The worker is constructing a golden arm, distracted by a juggler. Juggler, that must be more Daf Yadalad, hand, yad. The work is constructing a golden aron were distracted by a juggler, and instead of making it 15 by 9 tefachim and storing the Sefer Torah inside, which reminds us, Rameir taught in a bright that the aron's measurements were given in amos of 6 tefachim each. Therefore, the aron was 15 tefachim long and 9 tefachim wide, and the Torah was stored inside. So the work is constructing a golden aron were distracted by a juggler, and instead of making it 15 by 9 tefachim and storing the Sefer Torah inside, they made it 12.5 by 9.5 tefachim and had to store the Sefer Torah outside, which reminds us, Rav Yehuda holds the arons of Amos were of 5 tefachim each, so it was 12.5 long by 7.5 tefachim wide, and the Torah was stored outside. So the workers constructing a golden aron were distracted by a juggler, and instead of making it 15 by 9 tefachim and storing the Sefer Torah inside, they made it 12.5 by 9.5 tefachim and had to store the Sefer Torah outside, and were shocked when the juggler named each one of his juggling balls after one of the Nevim and recited them in order, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the order of the Nevim and Ksuvim. Daf Tesvav. So the similar Daf Tesvav relates to Tu B'Shvat, fruit, and we use a fruit bowl. So here goes. The fruit bowl, that must be on Daf Tesvav. Tu B'Shvat, fruit bowl. The fruit bowl the writer used to collect his tears as he wrote the last 8 lines in his Sefer, which reminds the Gemara brings Malchus regarding who wrote the last 8 psukim of the Torah, which include the words Vayamasha Moshe, and Moshe died there. Rav Yehuda says it's impossible that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote them, it was Yehoshua. Rabbi Shimon objected and said that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote them and that he wrote them with tears. So the fruit bowl the writer used to collect his tears as he wrote the last 8 lines in his Sefer was the Eov theme, featuring a tree giving shade and the word Mashal, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a machlokas regarding when Eov lived. Rava says he lived in the time of the Meraglim sent by Moshe Rabbeinu, and when he told him to see a Yesh Ba'etz, whether there are trees in Eretz Yisrael, he meant there's a certain man Eov living in Eretz Yisrael whose years are many like a tree's, umagin al dorokeitz, and who protects his generation like a tree protects with its shade. A certain scholar said before Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, Eov lo hayav lo nivra. Eov never lived and was never created, el mashal hayav. Rather, the story of Eov is a mashal. Rav Shmuel objected that a pasuk clearly indicates that he lived. So, the fruit bowl the writer used to collect his tears as he wrote the last 8 lines in his Sefer was Eov theme, featuring a tree giving shade and the word mashal, as well as a picture of him standing next to Avraham Avinu, which reminds us that after the Satan said that he traveled the entire world and could not find a Neman like Avraham Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded, "Have you seen my servant Iyov? Ki ein kamoh ba'aretz, for there's none like him on earth, whose virtues Hashem details." Rabbi Yochanan said, "Gadol ha'nemar b'Iyov yosem mamash ha'nemar ba'Avraham. Greater is the praise said regarding Iyov than that which was said about Avraham. Avraham is referred to as a Yar Elohim, one who fears Hashem, but Iyov is called Ish Tamva Yasha Yar Elohim v'samei ra, a perfect and upright man who fears Hashem and turns away from evil." All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff did we learn that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Aron's dimensions were 12.5 by 7.5 tefachim, and the Torah was stored outside? That's on Daf Yedal. Good. Number two, which stuff did we learn that Iyov was compared to Avraham? That's on Daf Tezvav. Good. Number three, which daf through the incident of Binyamin HaTzadik, who was a Gabbite Staka, and he supported a woman and her seven children during a famine with his personal funds? That's on Daf Yidalev. Good. Number four, which daf to discuss the meaning of having daughters in the various pshatim that Kosh Baruch Hu blessed Avram Bakol? That's on Daf Tezayin. Good. Number five, which daf to discuss whether there's a din of good or agud? That's on Daf Yod Gimel. Good. Number six, which stuff during that Esau's rebellion was after Avram Avinu's passing, and that Yishmael did Shuvah before Avram's death? That's on Daf Tezayin. Good. Number seven, which stuff do you want of Chatzim must have at least Dalad Amos for each resident and Dalad Amos for each Pesach in order to divide? That's on Daf Yidav. Good. Number eight, which stuff do we learn that the Satan acted L'shem Shamayim in testing Eov's loyalty so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not forget Avram Avinu? That's on Daf Tezayin. Good. Number nine, which daf do we machos regarding who wrote the last eight psukim of the Torah, Moshe or Yehoshua? That's on Daf Tezvav. Good. Number ten, which daf do you discuss dividing an estate where one brother owns land bordering one side? That's on Daf Yudbeis. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.